Thank you, young man, for reminding me of those words I wrote in that letter long ago, how Jesus has called us as his own by his power and goodness, how Jesus gives us everything for life and faith, how important it is to add to our faith goodness, self-control, knowledge, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Reminded me that Jesus welcomes us into his eternal kingdom. But you also read words that reminded me of another day. A day I made a confession. A confession that was all about Jesus. You may call this the confession of St. Peter, but today is really all about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's go back to that day. Jesus and the rest of the disciples and I, we were out visiting villages, and he asked us a question: who do people say that I am? And we give him some answers. And then he points that question back at us. Who do you say that I am? Well, I jumped right up. Hand in the air, you are the Christ. I knew he was someone special. I knew he is more than just a rabbi. And I got it right. A plus, bingo, big gold star by my name. Jesus was indeed the Christ. But then he went on to explain what the Christ would do. What would happen to him? That he would suffer. He'd be rejected by the chief priests and the elders, and that he would die. Sure, he went on to say that he was going to rise from the dead. I didn't know too much about that, at least then. But I did know death. I did know suffering. I did know rejection. And I didn't want Jesus to go through that. He was special, not just as the Christ, the Messiah, but he was special to me. I loved him dearly, and there was no way I was going to let him suffer and die. And I tried to stop him. I got in his way. Lord, this will never happen to you. And he rebuked me. Wrong. F minus. Kicked out of the class. Get behind me, Satan, he said. Because he needed to go to the cross. That's where he would fix everything. Everything I had ever done to mess up. Everything that you would have done to mess up. That's the way it was with Jesus and me. It's kind of familiar after a while. Things would be going good. Then I would mess up royally. Jesus would fix it. And back on track again. Things were going good. I made the confession, then I messed up, tried to stop him, get in his way. Jesus fixed it. It's back on track again. Happened another time. Jesus had just finished teaching a crowd, and he put us in a boat to send us to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He stayed behind to dismiss the crowds and go up and pray. Well, there was some wind and waves that night, but we were making our progress across the Sea of Galilee. All of a sudden, we saw him walking on the water towards us. Think we were frightened? You got it. We were scared. Thought it was a ghost. And he said, no, it's I. Don't be afraid. So, I got brave. Lord, if it's you, let me come out and walk with you on the water. He said, sure. Uh-oh. Now I actually had to do it. I got out of the boat, and I started walking in the water. I was going good. And then I noticed the wind and the waves, and I took my eyes off of Jesus, and I started to sink. Lord, save me. And he did. Brought us back into the boat, and the other disciples and I, we just bowed down and worshiped. Truly, you are the Son of God. Another good confession. You see it? Going good, walking on the water, then I mess up. Jesus rescues, fixes things, and we're back on track again. Happened another night. the night his words about being the Christ came true. A horrible night. A night of betrayal by Judas. Oh, it had started out pretty good. Oh, the Passover supper with him in the upper room. Some precious time spent with him teaching and listening. Going with him to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And then the soldiers came, and everything fell apart. I could tell this was the time they were going to take him. And I did not want that to happen. So I grabbed a sword and I cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. Malchus was his name. I'd resorted to anger and fighting. And Jesus said, no, he commanded me to put that sword away. He healed the ear for Malchus. He wasn't going to let me get in the way, because the time had come for him to drink this cup of suffering and death. The time had come for him to complete his mission. I messed up, but he went to the cross to fix it. And in that death, he brought forgiveness and salvation. But things didn't get back on track for me right away. No, I ran away. Not very far. I could never be very far away from Jesus. I was warming myself by a fire. Somebody said, hey, you're one of his disciples. I said, no, I'm not. The denial came all too easy. Somebody else said, oh, surely you're one of his followers. You're a Galilean. No, I am not. You got it all wrong. And then somebody else said, oh, yes, I saw you in the olive grove with them. And with curses in my mouth, no, it's... And the rooster crowed. And I died inside when Jesus looked at me. No good confession that night, just denial. But that's why this day, this remembering, this reminding is all about Jesus, because he kept his words, not only to be suffered and rejected, but to rise again on the third day. It's all about Jesus as the Christ, risen, alive, and putting me back on track again. Once again, I was in a boat with other disciples. Jesus had risen from the dead and now was standing on the seashore, alive, waiting for us. Recognized who it was, I jumped out of the boat. No walking on the water this time, just sloshing through as fast as I could get there. We ate a meal, and then Jesus asked me a question. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Again. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. And I knew it was coming. Three denials, three times. But it still hurt. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. And he fixed everything. He welcomed me back. He restored me. He sent me on my way to feed his sheep. That's how it is with Jesus. Things are going good. Perhaps in your life. Perhaps you're adding to your faith that goodness and knowledge, self-control, and then you mess up. Perhaps you get in Jesus' way for something he wants done. Maybe you take your eyes off of him because of the doubts or the troubles. Perhaps you resort to violence, fighting, anger, or you run away in fear or deny him like I did. We all do, but Jesus fixes everything. From the cross, he gives forgiveness and salvation. He calls us by his power and goodness. And in his resurrection, he gives us everything we need for faith and life and puts us back on track again for perseverance and brotherly kindness and love. Remember this. On that day, I made the confession, you are the Christ. And in a few minutes, you will make the good confession with a creed. But it's not about me or you. I want you to remember that it's all about Jesus. I want to remind you that it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the the Son of the living God. That's my confession, and yours too.